Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I have an extraordinary entrepreneur here today. He's the CEO and co-founder at Moti, M-O-T-I Technologies. He's an unbelievable entrepreneur. We're going to learn some golden rules, some golden nuggets from Hugo Sanchez, CEO and co-founder of Moti Technologies. Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
How you doing, David?
Fantastic. You know, I was really looking forward to seeing you today on the Playbook. We do so much together, and to know there's still entrepreneurs that follow some of the golden rules. And the one that I think of most when I think of you, Hugo, is I'd rather be kind than right. And how important is it to, in the hyper-competitive environment, to be kind?
It's probably the most important thing. I mean, we live in a world where everybody's moving so fast, they forgot to say thank you. Thank you. It's such an easy thing to say thank you for somebody introducing to. Everybody wants such, they want things so fast that they forget how nice a person was to them to get them there. And I don't forget that. It's one of the things you told me that I've never forgotten. If you're 1,000 no's from one yes, how hard would you work on those no's? And it just every day I say to me, when I get that no, I say, thank you. Maybe he don't see what I see, but I try to be kind because everything's not for everybody. So I always try to remember that there'll be 1,000 no's before that one yes. So through that journey, I just want to be kind with everybody just because maybe they don't understand what I'm building.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of what you're building, you're solving a huge problem. And you were presenting on Go Fund Yourself, number one show on Cheddar, and you told a story about the problem that you solved. And it is one in which we talk about taking away what doesn't work. And what does Moti eliminate that provides such great values, especially for professionals?
It eliminates the friction of payment. That's the most important thing, payment. It's one of the biggest obstacles that entrepreneurs have, business coaches, mentors, even dermatologists, anything that they do virtually these days, the friction is always going to be, how do we get paid? And that's what Moti makes seamless, is payment during the call, by the minute. You never pay more than you have to, and you pay exactly for the time you want to pay for. And that friction is the biggest problem. It's getting off the phone with somebody and say, hey, can you send me that money? Just feels uncomfortable afterwards.
When I first saw Moti, that's exactly what I saw as the greatest value beyond the entrepreneurs that led the company, meaning you and your desire that you must be what you can be, because 80% of business is collecting. And so many people get so busy working, they forget to collect, they forget to make money. But the other side is purpose. And I talk about the common denominator of all unbelievable entrepreneurs like yourself is a desire that they must be what they can be. That's the common denominator of every billionaire, millionaire, entrepreneur, celebrity athlete, and entertainer that I know. And I'm blessed to probably have surrounded myself with more than my share. They all know for the sake of what? For the sake of what is Moti utilize to empower the professionals?
So it gives them an ability to go independent. It lets them work at their pace. Moti wasn't built first to market. It's built best to market. We want to build something fruitful. So whether you're on the other side of the world and still have to work, we want to build something that you own, that you feel comfortable in a good space at your pace. Moti's built for the person that today's market thinks different from what we thought of. You know, we thought of with the hammer and nail, very heavy. Today, the way Moti's built is streamlined for this new generation of people that want to work. And even the generation for us that always had the complications of how do we get paid? How do we make it comfortable for our customers not to feel uncomfortable? Because payment's always going to be the problem. And that's the one thing we solved in four different ways on Moti, whether that's the messaging, whether it's in the call or by the minute. It's all built in. For both sides to have transparency. And that's one thing that Moti gives, clear transparency to both sides.
I love that. Not first to market, but best to market. And you're proving that out because things do happen very slowly. Then all of a sudden you've been at this for a while, which shows you the constitution, the vulnerability, and the honesty in your leadership and in the company. How does it exactly work, though? We talk in ambiguities about being able to collect and be able to set certain criteria that allows us to be fair, not only to collect, but to be fair to the client. You know, for me as a recovering lawyer working for a company, a legal research company that billed per minute, but didn't collect at the time, had to write off so many millions, if not billions of dollars over the years because it didn't have the proper way to work. How exactly does it work to allow both the fairness for the professional and the client?
So it's great because let's look at LinkedIn. You build this incredible profile on LinkedIn. You put all your accolades, everything that you do. Well, Modi's the same thing. You build your profiles, you put your pictures, your videos, the services that you offer, and the rate that you want. I can go on the Explorer page on Modi and say, I'm looking for a lawyer. 200 lawyers will come up. I can see what they're all charging and what they specialize in. Once I can nail down the lawyer that I'm actually looking for and the profession that I'm looking for, I can book a message with him at first and say, hey, you're a little high. Is it possible we could do something? And it's up to you and the lawyer at that point. Modi has no say in that. You can even send your personal number messaging. We don't even use AI to block you. We want you to stay on Modi. So we want to be transparent that you have real contact with David Meltzer, that you have real contact with anybody that you're on there with. The reality is you get to see what you're paying right out the gate. So if you only want to book a 15-minute call, you can pay for 15 minutes. If you only do 12 minutes, then you will only pay for 12 minutes. But you get to see everybody's rate. You don't find out on the blind after you hang up, oh my God, this guy was charging $800 an hour. I didn't know that. Everybody's rate is transparent, what they're charging. You could book a minimum of 15 minutes or you could book 10 minutes. It's completely up to you or what you feel is appropriate.
Because you take such a slim margin because you're not collecting the data, you are also empowering and infusing a lot of opportunity for ambassadors and referral partners, allowing for the transparency, also the fairness of not rounding up to keep it affordable, transparent. And it's designed to scale that way because everybody's empowered, whether you're the client, the professional, the ambassador, or referral partner. How is a referral partner ambassador that I am already, do I get paid?
So we have an ambassador program, and for everybody you sign, so Modi takes 15%. All current platforms at present take 25%. And my due to profit or what they're collecting may be heavy, but since we collect so minimal information just to onboard you, we only charge 15%. Our ambassadors get 10% of that, and Stripe gets 3%. So Modi only gets 2%. So we're giving the ambassadors 90% of the money just for bringing people on, because this has to be about trusting. The ambassador does a lot of heavy lifting. They do all the heavy lifting. We want to make sure they're compensated correctly. Our average ambassador, if they sign up 100 people, and let's say that average person is charging $100 and making only 4 hours a week, which is 200 hours a year, they're making $2,000 a year off each person they sign up, which is over $200,000 a year. Our ambassadors can make $200,000 a year for every 100 person they sign up. That's only averaging $100 a call. Because they get the bulk of the money.
But they also could attribute it to the community and social good programs that they're involved with as well.
100%. 100%. They could say which way they want the money to go. And that's the good thing about Modi. By treating our ambassadors like part of the team, like they have ownership, they make good money with us. They want to stay with us. And that's what makes Modi great. When I hear to want to make $1 trillion overnight, we know this is a strong and leady process. We want to win long term. We want to be here forever. We want to be a company that goes IPO. We're not dying to sell tomorrow. We're not trying to make $1 million today for ourselves. We understand that this is going to be a steady road and we got a long way to go. And we keep building things in the app that are going to make sense in the future, whether that's a notary, whether that's, you know, AI to help with you take notes and summaries. We want to build things in Modi that make sense, not just throw a bunch of things in there just because everybody likes emojis and stuff like that. That's not what Modi's for. It's actually for real consultants, real business people. And we're going to put the tools that you want in there.
And for you, understanding all these conflictual perspectives that you don't see in entrepreneurship: kindness, generosity, philanthropy, and now a long-term approach of building a community and creating social good within the context of that community, not owning the data and giving complete privacy, sharing the majority of the profit with the community, the professionals, the clients, and the referral partners. It is built. And how many years have you been doing this?
About 6 years we've been building.
6 years patiently building. Because you have a counterintuitive, counterpopular approach, not to be first to market, but be best in market, because you have a long-term desire to build a community of people for social good, what's the biggest challenge that you see with a differing perspective that you have as a leader, as an entrepreneur today? Where do people laugh at you, scoff at you, make fun of you, deny you, and become one of those thousand no's?
I think because I was in the dry cleaning business, so it's so off the reservation that I went into tech. People don't understand that. They're like, you used to own dry cleaners. What would make you build an app? That's not even in your lane. And I think that's the big confusion for people. Don't think that we evolve. And I saw from dry cleaning that dry cleaning was going to go into an app. Oh, and it did. It went right into an app where you could pick up your clothes, do tailoring on it, and day of drop off and pay through an app. Those were the signals that it was time to change for me. You know, and I wanted to build something that had more value than just dry cleaning. I saw a big gap in the consulting business. I saw FaceTime and it was missing so many things. I looked at LinkedIn, over a billion users, and they get 135 million users daily. Doing what? Using messaging to do business, and then they have to move off. Because that's all you could do is drop an amazing resume on LinkedIn.
Yeah. And so you're building and getting to a point of chasm, they call it, where you now have, I mean, when you're on GoFund Yourself, the Titans were so impressed that within days you had 1,000 users, and you weren't even impressed by that, which made me even more impressed that you weren't impressed by the success that you've had. What do you see as next now, knowing that the system works? Obviously, there's always room to develop more, but right now there's a great value-based system in existence that we can bring thousands and thousands of people on. What's next for you?
So GoFund Yourself was very important because you allow communities to fund my project. It's just not one person. And I think when you're counting on a VC or an angel investor, they have their own plan. They see something, but they want to see what's the quickest exit strategy for themselves. And that's not our case. We're not looking for an exit strategy. We're looking to build. And I think that's why that show is so important, because it gives me the ability to raise with a community. And then that community starts using the app. If I start getting funded in the next month or so, which I already filled out papers, because again, because of the show, brings so much attention that a net capital reached out and said, hey, we want to raise with you. And let's do a 2 and 3. Let's raise 2 million, get another valuation, then we'll raise another 3 million for you. So that allows us to put the features we want, one to many, our live streaming. And your show is so important because I'm not at the mercy of one person. I have a community. So if I get 1,000 people at $1,000, I raised 1 million.
Amazing.
That's 1,000 new people that are committed, are in love with the app, that get to share it, and we keep growing. So the show is important because it gives me community. That's what I like about it. It's not four sharks, either I'm in with them or not. You give me the opportunity to have community. And that's what makes that show so important. I get to reach out to people that couldn't afford to come in at the beginning of my app, that only have $300-$400 or have $1,000. Now that I can invite all my friends. That's what's so great about GoFund Yourself. Like, I can invite all my friends now to invest.
And in that investment, you're actively fundraising, especially looking at remote skilled workers and how they can help facilitate greater abundance worldwide. What are some of the things you do to support professionals in Asia?
So, interesting enough, we wanted to add a different wallet. So presently we use Stripe, which is US-based. It requires Social Security to do banking. But if we had a crypto wallet, or I was speaking to Dave Harden, he has MasterCard, which have a different payment system that actually does the Philippines, India. So it does multiple companies. We have a call with him next week when he comes back from Europe. He has a different payment system that he wants to put in. that allow us to reach out to these countries where people that don't have Social Security could still onboard and use Modi and get paid directly. So we're excited about that. So when he gets back from Europe next week, we're having a sit down with him to look at a new payment system that he thinks is a perfect fit for Modi to scale.
I love it. Well, Modi is positioned for a long-term pursuit of its own potential, its capabilities of being able to collect money immediately in a UI that is facilitating communication, value, and social good. He has worked over 6 years to build this business, this platform, this app, and most importantly, this community. They don't call him Hugo for nothing. He is not the first to market, but he's the best to market. I'll be talking about a lot more value in Modi. Check them out. Where can people go, Hugo, to one, invest or sign up to use Modi?
So we're on all platforms. We're at the Google Play Store. You look up Modi Chat. The keyword is chat. So Modi comes up. We're at the Apple Store. We're in the web. But more than that, we'll be coming out with a link in the next week or two at our Net Capital, where people could go. Maximum is $2,500, but anything under that is welcome. And we're looking for 2,000 or 3,000 people to come in and finish our first raise of $2 million so we could build additional features, but also have our go-to-market company.
If you want to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, whether you're a professional, a client, a referral partner, or you're just an investor, there's so many different opportunities to provide abundance to our community. Remember, you got to be kind, not right. And if you're kind, then be right and make the right choice. It's the good voices that make the good choices. I'm choosing Modi, M-O-T-I Technologies, and the incredible entrepreneur, Hugo Sanchez. Hugo, CEO and co-founder of Modi Technologies, thank you so much for joining me. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.
And thank you for having me, David. Always love being around you.
Bless you, brother. I'll see you soon.